Montané, said to be a combination of Spanish and Omaha Indian words, means mountain water. It was named by William Hope Coyne Carvey, lawyer, silver speculator, and political philosopher who staked a 320-acre claim on a portion of the artesian spring-saturated hamlet known as Silver Spring, southeast of Rogers. By the 1920s, he had turned a modest farm village and local summer retreat into a luxury resort with three hotels, an indoor swimming pool, tennis court, outdoor amphitheater, and a private railroad spur connected to the St. Louis and San Francisco Railway. Montané's history has been beautifully chronicled in a pictorial book authored by Ellen Lord, then director of Rogers Historical Museum. Gabe Land now serves as museum director. And along with Alan Lord, now director of the Shiloh Museum of Ozark History, have long advocated for preserving what's left of historic Montané.
It was one of the most popular resorts in Arkansas. At the time, it was thriving in the early 1900s. And is also associated with William H. Coyne Harvey, who's an individual not just of statewide historical significance, but actually of national significance. He was a noted leader in the Free Silver Movement and was very well known, best-selling author at the time when he came to Northwest Arkansas, something of a celebrity at that time.
The Free Silver Movement, by the way, traces back to an 1873 Act of Congress which excluded the silver dollar from common currency. Advocates seeking to undo the law included silver mine operators like William Coyne Harvey, hence his nickname, as well as farmers and debtors who believed silver would cure a then-ailing economy.
So that's certainly part of it. And also, it certainly has some architectural and engineering significance of the concrete tower that's the most visible remnant of the resort of Montané. Was part of a larger hotel. Most of the rest of the structure was log, but that concrete tower is one of the early examples of reinforced concrete construction in Arkansas, so it has some architectural and engineering significance, too.
The tower was once part of Montané's magnificent complex of log, limestone, and concrete structures, either torn down or submerged in Beaver Lake.
So there's nothing that the City of Rogers Historical Museum, which is what we are, a part of the city, can directly do there. You know, we couldn't lease it from the Corps to manage it. And the reality is the Corps doesn't have the funds to do the preservation project or to maintain it as a historic site with a walking trail. And the Corps also cannot accept third-party funds. So we really are going to have to find some entity, either perhaps the county, though they certainly have not seriously considered that yet, or a 501c3 nonprofit that would lease the site, and that way private funds could be raised for its preservation and to continue to maintain it.
Gabe Land says the Arkansas Archaeological Survey, Arkansas Historical Association, Benton County Preservation Commission, Historic Preservation Alliance of Arkansas, along with citizens and businesses, are coming forward to help.
The first thing that we really hoped might happen would be that perhaps it could be part of a state park, that perhaps it could be brought in as just a small 5-acre walking trail site under the management of Hobbs State Park. But unfortunately, state parks has become overextended over the years, and they have a moratorium on accepting any more responsibilities, and it's going to be a long time before they'll be looking toward that. So that's not an option. But now knowing that, the next step we want to take is to do a fundraising feasibility study to see whether or not the funds can be raised for the preservation and the sustainability of the site, because we do not want to go through the process, the lengthy and difficult process of forming a 501c3 organization until we have a feasibility study that shows us that there is broad public support and that the money will be available going forward.
Fundraising in a down economy is hard enough. Imagine trying to raise money and attention for a historic site mostly buried in water. just the feasibility studies estimated to cost $10,000.
And we have got the very kind agreement of the Rogers Lowell Chamber of Commerce to channel funds for the feasibility study through them, so that if we can find a number of someone who are willing to put some money toward that, we would have a way for their donations to be tax exempt for that.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Beaver Lake office called a public meeting to discuss the fate of Montanay last November, especially the large concrete and stone tower and fireplace, part of the large Oklahoma Row Log Hotel, listed on the National Register of Historic Places in 1992. Sean Harper is Operations Project Manager for Beaver Lake Army Corps District.
I guess there were several incidents this particular summer that just brought to light that continuing to just leave things as they are really wasn't an acceptable situation for us. There was one particular incident where one gentleman got stuck in the chimney, and the city of Rogers had to come out with a fire truck and arrange different types of things to try to get the gentleman out. And so it just kind of illuminated the idea that, well, you know, just from a public safety perspective, we probably really need to do something different.
A locked chain link fence was erected around the old tower to protect it and the public. Harper said that neighbors who live adjacent to Montanay reported the barrier initially helped, but has since been damaged and breached. So the Corps is actively seeking partners to help solve the problem, including a public entity like the county or city, to lease the land to maintain and operate the historic site into perpetuity.
If there's a general consensus that there's valid, considerable organization behind preserving it, and it looks like on the horizon there's an actual opportunity to do that, then that's going to weigh heavily into the Corps' decision.
Sean Harper says the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has several rangers who monitor cultural sites along Beaver Lake's 500 miles of shoreline, and no money to fix up or demolish what's left of Montanay. But it did set aside money to hire two experts who will come here in the coming weeks from the Corps' Preservation of Historic Buildings and Structures Office, based in Seattle. And Chris Page, archaeologist with the Little Rock District Corps of Engineers, is confident the Corps' Seattle preservation experts will help to clarify things.
So they will be used, and they will come down and do the documentation required for the preservation option, and then if needed, do the documentation for the mitigation if we do decide to go the demolition route. And that's where we would coordinate with the State Historic Preservation, other historic agencies, to determine what level of mitigation would be required if we did need to tear down Oklahoma Row or the concrete tower, because that is the biggest safety issue out there.
And if demolished, visitors to Montanay could expect a lakeshore wilderness, perhaps a few hiking trails, maybe some signage interpreting what was once there. But on occasion, given extended drought, we can expect the once grand bridge, stairways, foundations, and even the magnificent hand-cut stone amphitheater of Montanay to emerge from the depths of Beaver Lake onto the Ozarks mountain landscape. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.